you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, y'all. Eves here. We're doubling up today with two events in history. On with the show. Hey, guys. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. The day was June 23rd, 1914. The Battle of Zacatecas, also known as La Toma de Zacatecas, took place when Pancho Villa and his Division of the North defeated the troops of General Luis Medina Barron at the city of Zacatecas. It's considered the bloodiest battle in the struggle to overthrow Mexican President Victoriano Huerta. The Mexican Revolution began in 1910 with a call to overthrow dictator Porfirio Díaz, who had ruled since 1884. Díaz said that Mexico was ready for democracy, and Francisco Madero campaigned successfully for the presidency. But Díaz had Madero arrested before the election, and Díaz was announced as the winner of the election. Madero called for a revolt, and revolutionary leaders began taking action against Díaz's government. Soon, Díaz abdicated the presidency, and in November of 1911, Madero became president. But all was not well. Madero was not a great leader, and he did not implement land reforms he had promised. Madero resigned, General Victoriano Huerta took the presidency in February of 1913, and Madero and his vice president were assassinated. Huerta was also a dictator, and revolutionaries began calling for his resignation. Pancho Villa was one of the revolutionaries who opposed Huerta. Villa led an armed faction of thousands of men, known as the División del Norte, or Division of the North. He allied with revolutionary Venustiano Carranza and his Constitutionalist Army of Mexico to depose the dictator. With a force of volunteers and mercenaries, he won victories against federal forces at Tierra Blanca, Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua, Ojinaga, Palacio, and Torreon. Zacatecas was an old mining town and railway junction that any attacker who came from the north would have to capture before moving on to Mexico City. The town was surrounded by high hills. Somewhere around 12,000 federal forces were in Zacatecas, but Carranza was resentful of Villa's success, and he did not want Villa to beat him to Mexico City. Carranza ordered Villa to divert his attack, but Villa decided to attack Zacatecas anyway. General Felipe Angeles planned the attack. The Division of the North was 20,000 people strong, and they had artillery from U.S. dealers. On June 23, 1914, Villa's force captured the hills of El Grillo and La Bufa, where the federal commander of the city, General Luis Medina Barron, had placed his artillery. A federal colonel in charge of an ammunition dump detonated the arsenal rather than surrendering to federal troops. The morale of the federal forces began to falter, and many panicked. As they attempted to flee the city, Villa's cavalry began killing them. When Barron ordered the remaining troops to evacuate the city, they ran into 7,000 troops from the División del Norte in the town of Guadalupe. Villa's troops executed federal officers and demanded they join Villa's side or die. In the end, about 7,000 soldiers had died, 5,000 were injured, and more civilians were killed or hurt. Revolutionaries pillaged the city. The chaos ended that night. The bodies were burned or thrown into mines. But the city was soon hit with a typhus epidemic and famine. After this devastating defeat, Huerta's support waned. Huerta resigned less than a month later, on July 15th, and went into exile. Venustiano Carranza declared himself president in August, but Villa and Emiliano Zapata, another revolutionary leader, cut ties with him. The Constitution of Mexico was created in 1917, but fighting continued for years after. Historians disagree on the exact end date of the revolution. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Keep up with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. And if you haven't checked it out yet, you can listen to a new podcast I host called Unpopular. Unpopular is about people in history who resisted the status quo. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast for people who can never have enough history knowledge. The day was June 23rd, 1868. Christopher Latham Sholes, Samuel Sole, and Carlos Glidden were awarded patent number 79,265 for an invention they called the typewriter. Sholes worked as an apprentice to a printer when he was young. He later became a newspaper editor and publisher, as well as a politician. He and Sole, who was a friend of his, also patented a page numbering device. They worked on the device at Charles F. Klein Stoiber's machine shop in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But Scholes and Soleil soon shifted focus to work on a mechanical writing device. Carlos Glidden joined them on the project. They weren't the first to try to invent a writing machine. Many people in history contributed to its design. In the 16th century, Francesco Rampazzetto designed a crude machine that impressed letters and paper. By the 19th century, there were plenty of prototypes for the typewriter. People like William Austin Burt, Agostino Fantoni, Pellegrino Turi, and Giuseppe Ravizza worked on typing machines. John Pratt built a machine called the Terotype, but he was a Confederate during the U.S. Civil War and had to move to Britain to get his patents. His typewriter was exhibited in Britain and was described in the magazine Scientific American. Glidden, Soleil, and Scholes were granted a patent for the typewriter on June 23, 1868. The typewriter was made of wood and brass. It typed only in capital letters, and it was an understroke machine, which meant that the typist had to lift up the carriage to see their work. Rasmus Melling Hansen, an inventor in Denmark, created a typewriter known as the writing ball, which was patented in 1870 and commercially produced. But it wasn't as influential as the Scholes and Glidden typewriter. Scholes, Glidden, and others worked on the typewriter's design for several more years. James Dinsmore provided financing to help get the typewriter manufactured. Matthias Schwalbach contributed to the design, helping solve issues with the type bars and keyboard. They sold the patent and began working with E. Remington & Sons, a company known for making guns and sewing machines, to commercialize the typewriter. Mechanics Jefferson Clough and William Jenna led the effort to rework the machine and prepare it for mass production, and Remington began production on the Scholes and Glidden typewriter, as it was called, in 1873. The first Remington model entered the market in 1874. It was decorated with flowers, and it introduced the QWERTY keyboard. This was likely the arrangement so that frequently used type bars were separated and jamming didn't happen as often. This model had little success, though. It was expensive at $125, which would be around $2,800 today. And it wasn't as efficient as intended. But in 1878, Remington introduced its model number 2. It had a shift mechanism to produce upper and lowercase letters. The carriage return was operated by hand rather than by foot as the previous model was, and the ribbon reversed automatically. The Remington No. 2 has been considered the first successful commercial typewriter. Some people found the typewriter impractical or thought that typed letters lacked a personal touch, but the typewriter allowed people to write faster than they could by hand and contributed to increased efficiency in the workplace. Its success led to the creation of many competitor models, and as Remington got women to demonstrate the typewriter and put them in its promotional images, more women entered the clerical workforce. The typewriter continued to develop over the next century and remained an important tool in the office until the introduction of the computer. That said, many people around the world still use typewriters, like people in prisons and people in places where electricity isn't reliable. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.